to Water Online Radio, coming to you live from Los Angeles, California, and broadcasting direct from WEFTEC, the water quality event. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
And we're back, broadcasting live from the Los Angeles Convention Center and the trade show floor of WEFTEC. I am Todd Schnick, joined by my co-host, Todd Youngblood. Todd, we're halfway through hour six, having a great time.
Halfway through hour six?
Hour six.
There's no way we've been here that. This day has just flown by.
Hour six is outstanding.
Unbelievable.
Well, it's going to get better because we have a really exciting guest coming up next. He is the president of Real Tech, Andrew Glover. Welcome to Water Online Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you. Thanks for joining us. Before we get into a conversation, Andrew, why don't you take a few seconds and just kind of walk us through a little bit about you and your background and tell us about Real Tech.
Well, several years ago, I started up Real Tech as a company to measure organics in water for several different applications in the water and wastewater industry. And we have instruments to do portable testing, grab samples. We have instruments to do continuous online monitoring. We have instruments now, this year, introducing our new spectrum analyzer product to do multiple wavelengths, full spectrum analysis.
Andrew, when I was your age, I got up one day and thought, you know, I too ought to start a company that deals with organics. So tell me more about your background. What led you to actually formulate this company?
Basically, I was an engineer, and so I have a technical background. I've worked in a few different industries. I was working in the audio industry, making chips, but I also had a background in water as well. And so basically there was a need for an instrument that would test organics. And the first application was UV disinfection. And so that's where we all started, is with UV disinfection as the first. And it was not supposed to be a big company or anything. It just turned out that there is a lot more application than we originally realized.
Talk about the timing a little bit. Was it something that you had planned for a long time to start your own company, or an opportunity just presented itself?
No, it's not that. As I said, I had experience in the water industry. My father-in-law still owns a company in the water industry. And so his company made UV disinfection systems. And so the first application, like I said, for this device was actually for monitoring organics for that application. It just turns out that, I thought that would be an application, but not to the extent that it's taken off, especially with the online monitoring. And then also now getting into so many other applications in organics, coagulation, effluent monitoring and wastewater, distribution system monitoring for security. There's a whole host of industrial applications. It's quite varied where you can go with this type of instrumentation.
Andrew, take a second and tell us what you see as the emerging trends and issues in the water, wastewater industry going into 2012.
Well, I think it's certainly becoming a lot more, we're starting to see a lot more different variety of sensors. We're starting to see a lot of sensors that have multi-parameters associated with them, so multiple electrodes in one probe, for instance. We're seeing a lot of spectrum analysis instruments which allow multiple parameters to be monitored from one spectrum analysis piece of equipment, which is what we do. So being able to monitor nitrates and organics and deal with turbidity and a host of other potential parameters that we can monitor with just looking at different wavelengths, basically.
Yeah, Andrew, I know you're an engineer, and so the technology is in your blood. Mm-hmm. But as you look at things like the economy and government regulations, I mean, how large do they loom as you look at trends?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's always, budgets vary, of course. But there's something about water quality that sort of transcends that. I mean, you need to have good drinking water. You need to take care of the environment. And those should be and are becoming more and more priorities. You know, the budget can fall where it will, but these are certainly becoming more and more important as we go on.
Describe for us, Andrew, what your target customer is. Who are you selling to?
Well, that's the thing. And like I said, we started just with UV disinfection applications, but it's spread from there far and wide. And we have many industrial applications, food processing, refineries. You know, we have wastewater municipal. We have water. We have distribution systems. We have semiconductor companies. We have such a wide dairies, like just so many different application chicken farms. You know, there's it'd be surprising. It's surprising how many people need water. I mean, water is the most important component of manufacturing in the world. I mean, there isn't a more required component than water.
But Andrew, as you talk about all those different industries, when I know I personally get easily distracted, and every time I get into a new industry, I find myself just tremendously distracted by the new things to look at, the new things to learn. How do you maintain your focus?
Yeah, I mean, it's tricky. I mean, you can't learn everything about everything, obviously. But I mean, we have built up a large array of distributors, regional, and also by application, vertical market, and so we have the. You know, we have the arms provided us with that. And, you know, I mean, we're able to, we have sales in like 30 countries or more, it's and counting. So, I mean, it's quite different from maybe the way it was 25 years ago. Nowadays, a smaller company can actually compete with traditionally a big company industry.
How are you doing that?
Well, like I said, I mean, with distributors, you can reach around the world, but also just because of the internet. I mean, people are able to access your information online. I mean, if you have the information, you have the products, people will find them fairly easily, you know, as compared to 25 years ago, when they basically just had to accept whatever they were offered by their local rep.
I always like to make a distinction between information and knowledge, and you've used the you've used the term information several times, and I just want to clarify that I have a feeling you're really talking about technical knowledge and how to apply this technology in different functions.
Yeah, I mean that is an issue trying to transfer that knowledge to the potential customer. I mean, that's why we're here today at WEFTECH. I mean, we have to get people to understand really what they can do, what they can do with these new instruments that are available. It's just it just takes some time, but I'll tell you, it takes a lot less time than it used to, given all these different technologies that we have to broadcast this information.
Yeah, you are exhibiting here at WEFTECH. Is market education the principal reason you're here?
I mean, there's a lot of there are people that could potentially buy instruments or buy products at the show. It is also, you know, largely about technical sessions, and the people that go to the technical sessions they often come around and they're often interested in the actual products. But there's also a lot of people here that we know already that are also exhibitors. We have large companies, like a large show like this will attract people from around the world, and so we can, it's a place where we can meet distributors and other people at OEMs that otherwise it would be difficult to get everybody to come to our location. We can all meet and we can all see a lot of different companies at the same time.
You talked about spreading around information and knowledge using all the internet-based technologies. Are you using it for collaboration as well, or do you depend more on your distributors for that?
I mean, it really depends. With us, we have a lot of different, like I said, a lot of different applications, and so it really depends. Often we're working with the end user on some special application, and then other times, you know, we're working, trying to train a distributor on a very simple application, perhaps like UV disinfection, something more obvious. But it really depends. Sometimes we might have to actually fly to a place and talk to them and shake their hand. And other times it's not necessary. They already understand it. So it really is very varied for us.
What does the next 3 to 5 years look like for Real Tech?
Well, like we said, we just introduced a new product line for full spectrum analysis. So in the past, we've done UV-284 instrumentation. That's very important. But beyond that, if you're looking to account for some interferences that may be present in the water, or if you're looking to look at other parameters beyond organics, you need to look at more wavelengths and look at the full spectrum. And allows us to do chemometric analysis to compensate for those interferences, and it just allows us to get into a lot more application. And I think that we're going to be focused on implementing that technology and that product line and as many areas as will seem to fit.
Well, I hate to say it, Andrew, but we're about out of time. Before we let you go, please share with the audience how they can contact Real Tech and learn more about the work that you're doing.
Sure, they can come to www.realtech.ca. That's REALTCH.ca.
Andrew Glover, president of Real Tech. It was a pleasure having you. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Andrew.
Okay, that wraps this segment. On behalf of Todd Youngblood, I'm Todd Schnick. Water Online Radio. We'll be right back.